The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So, you know, we specialize in this practice of mindfulness, paying attention, and one of the kind of ideas in this tradition is the idea of non-reactive attention, non-judgmental attention, just letting things be as they are and just observe them and be with them. But that's kind of an approximation of what happens because you can't actually observe something without changing it. And, you know, at least in our mind. So just the fact that you're looking and watching, if you're able to watch in a non-judgmental or non-reactive way, things will start changing. So to keep the practice really simple and just kind of show up for what's here and ask the question, what's real right now? There's two ways of maybe then answering that question with the awareness. One is to bore down, the extreme version of it is to bore down. Okay, I'm going to study and look and see what's here. The other is to open up and let what's here reveal itself. So one is to hunker down and look and, okay, I got it serious here. The other is to relax and open and let it just show itself what's here. Both of those, maybe there's a range in between, but if those two extremes are kind of the example, if we get serious about the practice and bore down and really try, that has an impact on our whole psychophysical system. If we, on the other hand, just open up and say, oh, what's happening now? What's here? And let it be revealed. That has a very different impact on the whole system and changes things. So, because the attitude of the mind affects our whole psychophysical circumstance, what goes on here. So, for example, if there's physical pain, if we kind of get really serious about practicing with the pain, we're going to work with it and really focus on it and blast it out of existence and really kind of, or really get serious about being non-reactive and get all tight, it's very easy for the pain to get worse. But to be very relaxed and say, okay, let it show itself to me more. Let me just be here in a very simple way with the pain. Generally, not always, but generally, the level of the pain will begin to decrease. If you're watching your mind, a busy mind, active mind, a lot of thinking, and you start to get really serious about, okay, let's really study this mind and deal with it and work with it, and after all, it's not a good thing. Then we get tight and contracted, which is fuel for more thinking. But if we dropped in and say, what is this thinking mind? Let me open quietly. Let's get a little quiet here and look at it, to observe it in a more open-handed way. That takes some of the fuel out away from the chronic thinking. We're not feeding it so much anymore. And the tendency for a lot of thinking is it gets a little bit quieter if it has space and you just observe it in a spacious way. Same thing with emotions. If we're reactive to emotions and we say, I don't like this emotion, so I'm going to practice mindfulness to get rid of it. You know, I'm so angry or upset or something, filled with resentment, and this, you know, I'm a good Buddhist, so I shouldn't be this way. And so I'm going to really use this mindfulness and then loving kindness. I'm really going to blast it out of existence. You know, and I'm talking extreme versions, right? But, you know, you know, people can do a teeny bit that direction. And you know, that creates conditions for more anger. You know, it's all tight and stressful, and it better happen. If it doesn't happen, I'm going to be really upset with this Buddhism thing. And so it just makes it worse. But if the attitude or the approach of awareness is, what's happening here? What's going on here with this emotion? What is this? And I'm using my hands now to open my hands wide, like, what is this? And kind of like, almost like receptive. What is this? To receive it. So in the heart or in the mind, it's kind of like you're open and receptive, like you're welcoming. Okay, let's welcome this experience and observe it. Let's just let it, that kind of simple observation. And if you do that, that's going to change it in some degree. I think of sometimes awareness like that is like giving breathing room for something to expand out into. So it's not so contracted. So it begins to relax or soften or open up or something. But when it's contracted, it gets claustrophobic, then, you know, it all gets, you know, all exciting in there. So to how we practice awareness affects what we're aware of. So there is actually, I kind of believe, there is no real neutral awareness that that doesn't influence or affect on what goes on. But the effect that you have will be different if you're trying to have an effect versus you're not trying to, but you're just trying to be present for it and make space for it and let it kind of make space for it to unfold, to process itself, to unwind, to reveal itself so it gets known better, so that the tensions of your body can begin to relax, so that some of the tensions of the mind can relax. So what's here? So to ask the question, what's real right now? And to do it kind of with an open, receptive mind, to let something show itself to you, actually affects this. And so to ask what's real, with that kind of awareness, more often than not, will help you to drop into a change. Something will shift inside that will connect you to something that's realer. You know, you might drop below the usual abstract, discursive, storytelling, dialogue mind that we have. You know, what's real right now? And then something can settle, maybe, or something where, you know, we kind of, something maybe physically almost can open and feel or sense or allow. And it's the very movement of asking a question that way that allows us to connect to what's real. Maybe that is what's real, is that connection. As opposed to discovering something that's always there, it's kind of in that discovery. That discovery is real. Wow, this is what's happening. So, and it's a wonderful thing to do this repeatedly through the day. What's real? What's real right now for me? To let the mind become quieter, just a little bit quieter than usual, just whatever you can do compared to how you are at that moment. Let the mind become quieter and then have the question, what's real right now? As if your heart, your mind, your body is opening to allow what's here to be revealed, it shows itself to you. Doing that changes things. And if you'd keep doing it, not, you know, like in a hurry, but if you do it more often than you're already doing it, it makes a difference. If you do it twice an hour instead of once an hour, that's twice as good. If you do it twice an hour instead of zero times an hour, it's infinitely better. What? If you do it once a second, you'll feel like you're hurrying, and it'll be counterproductive. So you don't want to do it too fast because, you know, then it gets in the way as well. But if you do it, you know, every few seconds in a relaxed way, that's fantastic. But many people have full busy lives, doing. You know, some people tell me I don't have time to meditate. Do you have time to ask the question? What's real right now? And kind of open like this. And, well, I don't have any space in my house to meditate. Do you have places in your life where you can take a moment and just say, what's real right now? So it can be that simple. And then to do it, and to do it. And so the idea of doing it regularly, like every few seconds, might be nice. But I offer this to you because sometimes it doesn't have to be that often. Even if it's every 5 minutes, that might connect you enough and create momentum enough to make a world of difference in your lives. So in the process, I hope that you come to love your capacity to be aware. Thank you.